Section 1 of Black Experience in America, 18th to 20th Century. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Ex-Slave James Bolton by WPA, USA. Recording by Marianne Spiegel. Black Experience in America, 18th to 20th Century, by various authors. Section 1. Testimony from Slave Narratives, A Folk History of Slavery in the United States, from Interviews with Former Slaves, Volume 4. Georgia Narratives, Part 1, 1936 to 1938. By the Works Progress Administration. Ex-Slave Interview, James Bolton, Athens, Georgia. Written by Mrs. Sarah H. Hall, Federal Writers Project, Residency 4, Athens, Georgia. Edited by Miss Maud Berrigan, Residency 13, Augusta, Georgia. It never was the same on our plantation. Attaweedon laid Mistis away, said James Bolton, 85-year-old mulatto ex-slave. I ain't never forget what Mistis did. She had been so good to every nigger in our plantation. When we got sick, Mistis allus had us tended to. The niggers on our plantation all walked to church to hear her funeral sermon, and then walked to the graveyard to the buryin'. James, shriveled and wrinkled, with his bright eyes taking in everything on one of his rare visits to town, seemed glad of the chance to talk about slavery days. He spoke of his owner as my employer, and hastily corrected himself by saying, I means my master. My employer, I means my master, and my mistress, they was sure all right white folksies, he continued. They lived in a big house. It was all painted brown. I heard tell there was more 900 acres in our plantation, and lots of folkses lived on it. The biggest portion was woods. My pa, he was named Whitfield Bolton, and Liza Bolton was my ma. Charlie, Edmund, Thomas, and James Bolton was my brothers, and I had one sister. She was Rosa. We belonged to Marse Whitfield Bolton, and we lived on his plantation in Oglethorpe County, near Lexington, not far from the Wilkes County line. We stayed in a one-room log cabin with a dirt floor. A frame made out of pine poles was fastened to the wall to hold up the mattresses. Our mattresses was made out in cotton bagging stuffed with wheat straw. Our kivers was quilts made out in old clothes. Slave omens too old to work in the fields made the quilts. Ma, she went up to the big house once a week to get the lowance or victuals. They allowanced us a week's rations at a time. It were generally hog meat, corn meal, and sometimes a little flour. Ma, she done our cookin' on the coals in the fireplace at our cabin. We had plenty of possums and rabbits and fishes, and sometimes we had wild turkeys and partridges. Slaves weren't supposin' to go huntin' at night, and everybody know you can't catch no possums, ceptin' at night. Just the same, we had plenty of possums, and nobody asks how we caught 'em. James laughed and nodded. Now, about them rabbits. Slaves warn't allowed to have no guns and no dogs of they own. All the dogs on our plantation belonged to my employer, I means, to my master, and he allowed us to use his dogs to run down the rabbits. Niggermans and boys 'ud go in crowds, sometimes as many as 12 at one time, and a rabbit ain't got no chance against a lot of niggers and dogs when they light out for to run 'em down. What wild critters we wanted to eat and couldn't run down, we was right smart about catchin' in traps. We cotched a lot of wild turkeys and partridges in traps and nets. Long Crick run through our plantation, and the river warn't no fur piece off. We sure did catch the fishes, mostly cats, and perch and heaps of suckers. We caught our fishes, most generally with hook and line, but the carpenters on
Sample complete. Ready to continue?